Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now. You may have heard that the Oxford Dictionaries have proclaimed selfie the word of the year for 2013, referring to a photo you take of yourself. Twerk, meaning to dance in a sexually provocative manner, was also added this year. But the American Heritage Dictionaries had a different take. They did add selfie to the updated edition, but not twerk. Steve Kleinedler is executive editor of the American Heritage Dictionaries. He's with us now. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Well, so why not twerk?
We feel, even though the term has been around for several years, it has been in the mainstream only recently, and at the moment we feel it is going to spike or has already spiked and kind of dwindle back down and stop being in the mainstream. Mm. So generally before we add pop culture terms, we like to make sure that they have staying power and will be around for the long haul.
But you think twerk is going to end up like the Macarena and it'll just come and go?
Yes, or the hustle for that matter.
Okay. Well, let's talk about some of the words that you did add. And starting with some food words, including chilaquiles.
Yes, chilaquiles is a good example of a word that's come into English from Spanish, referring to a dish made of pieces of fried tortilla cooked under tomato sauce and cheese and served at breakfast, usually with eggs and beans.
Yeah.
It, like the other food terms that have entered, often come from other languages, and the path by which they're anglicized or come a part of English, when you start seeing them used in restaurant reviews, on cooking shows where they talk about it without defining it, what it is, That's a good sign that it has become anglicized, has entered English. Terms where they still do the translation or explain what they are, that's a good indication that those words still belong to their original native language.
And perhaps while you're having your chilaquiles, you can have some coffee with a little crema on the top of it, which is another one of your words, crema.
That is correct, from the Italian, of course, referring to the light brown foam on top of a serving of espresso. Your barista might make it in the shape of a leaf or a heart or some other seasonal affectation.
And that just became anglicized?
It has been in the process of, certainly with the rise of coffee shops in the sense of all these specialty high-end coffees becoming more and more frequent. And now, yes, I think it has become fully anglicized.
Well, while we're talking food, you also included a change in the accepted way that a particular food word is pronounced. And I am going to say it the way that an Italian friend of mine told me to say it, which is bruschetta. But in fact, many, of course, call it bruschetta.
And that's a really good example of how a word is anglicized. Those who speak Italian or are very familiar with Italian cuisine are likely to call it bruschetta, which is how it's pronounced in Italian. A good sign that the word has become English, and it's been in the dictionary for quite a while, is the fact that many people pronounce it with an anglicized pronunciation, bruschetta.
Right.
We put that forth to our usage panel last year, and our usage panel consists of about 170 linguists and journalists and writers. And in this case, both forms were found acceptable by wide margins to
you
the panel.
You can use either one.
Either one. And when we asked them specifically to pick a preferred form, the split was pretty 50-50.
Okay. Let's get away from food now. And another word that many people now know is photobomb. And this has been added. This is when there's somebody taking a photograph and you sneak in behind them, right, and basically become part of their photograph without them knowing it.
Exactly, usually as a practical joke or the like. Not only people, you could say that a squirrel has photobombed you if it appears, you know. What's interesting about photobomb and selfie is, I think, the rise of social media moving away from a primarily text-based mode of communication to a primarily or quite often visually based mode of communication, whether it's video or pictures. There's a rise of terminology used to discuss that very thing, such as photobomb and selfie.
And in the tech word universe, autocomplete is also being added.
That is correct. Autocomplete, of course, is a function that you would find on a search engine, for example. When you start typing in what you're looking for, it will finish out words or sometimes entire phrases. So, you know, where do I find? And depending on what part of the country is you're typing from, it'll give suggestions, you know, to save you time.
And sometimes you rely on that to the extent that you know that all you're going to need to know is a little bit of of what you're trying to find, and Google or Bing or whatever will help you with the rest.
Exactly. It's starting to think for you as we approach the singularity.
I have to say I was a little surprised that the word whiteout has only just been added, and not whiteout like the stuff you use to cover up black ink on paper, but whiteout as in the weather condition in which heavy wind-blown or falling snow reduces visibility almost to zero.
The story behind whiteout is a nice example of why periodic revision of existing material is important. We actually did have a weather sense of whiteout, a more technological sense, and it's been there since the first edition. The first part of it reads, a polar weather condition caused by a heavy cloud cover over the snow in which the light coming from above is approximately equal to the light reflected from below. It goes on. It's a highly technical definition. And since the 60s, when that term was added, obviously this more common sense of where the visibility is almost zero has become, I would state, more people are probably much more aware of that than the technical definition. And in the review, we noticed that we were missing this very nowadays common sense. So we went ahead and added it, and now it exists side by side with the more technical definition.
Were there any words that almost made it but didn't?
Yes. Bromance didn't quite make it. It probably is going too soon, only because we've been holding off because it seems like it would be one of those words that would rise and then just go away. It reminds me of a lot of words that typically flame out, and this one hasn't flamed out. It keeps on going, and so there's a good chance that that'll get added next year.
We'll stay tuned. Steve Kleinedler, executive editor of the American Heritage Dictionaries, and we've got a link to their site at hereandnow.org. Steve, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me on, Jeremy. It's been a pleasure.